أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما الأعمال بالنية، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected listeners, with the help and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are now on our lesson number 14. And in lesson number 13, we discussed various incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining further our point and our belief, the belief of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, that Allamul Ghuyub, the one possessing the knowledge of the unseen, is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning Hazrat Abu Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Jahl, because mentioned about the battle of Uhud, wherein the beloved uncle of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was martyred. And we mentioned the incident when Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha misplaced her necklace, not to be found by anybody, including Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these incidents pointing to the fact that the knower of the unseen is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's lesson, we discuss an aspect or a topic called kashf. Kashf means that a flash of knowledge of the unseen. And because the Anbiya alayhi salam and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba even had these flashes of knowledge, then this may lead to a person believing that the Anbiya or the Sahaba or the saints have the knowledge of the unseen. The difference between kashf and ilmul ghaib, knowledge of the unseen, is very clear. Kashf is temporary, and kashf is momentarily, and kashf is not the rule. It is an exception to the rule. And there are various incidents in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where these mukashifats, where these flashes of knowledge of the unseen were presented to him. Examples are numerous. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a solar eclipse. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Salat al-Kushuf. In that Salat, whilst performing the Salat, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they noticed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Salat, he began to walk forward. He began to move forward, and he began to extend his hands. After a little while, he came back to the position and continued the Salat. Then, after the Salat, or during the Salat, he began to move backwards. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he began to move backwards, making oof, 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 and to such an extent that he moved so back that he was about to join the first row. After a little while, he went back to the musalla, to where the imam stands, and continued performing the salat. On termination of the salat, Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, They asked him that, "Ya Rasulullah, that today you have done two strange actions. One is that you moved forward, and secondly, that you came backwards, saying, 'Oof, oof.'" Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam said that when I moved forward, that Jannat was presented to me. I was seeing Jannat, and I was seeing the fruits of Jannat, and I extended my hands to take the fruits of Jannat. And when I moved back, then the Jahannam was being seen by me, and the flames of Jahannam were seen to such an extent that I had to move back. So this is an example of Kashf. So let alone seeing what is happening on earth, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this particular specific incident, was able by the will and the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see Jannat, paradise, and to see Jahannam, hell even. So this is the exception, and this is not the rule. Another incident, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, when they made their first migration away from Makkah to Mukarramah, then they went to Ethiopia, and there the ruler Negus, he treated them fairly, justly, and bringing Iman on Islam, bringing faith on Islam, and he accommodated the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When in Madinatul Munawwara, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had good contact and relationships with Negus, the ruler of Ethiopia, to such an extent that his proposal of marriage to Umme Habiba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did it via Negus. And Umme Habiba was the daughter of Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when Negus passed away and died, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made his salat a janaza in absentia, meaning that the body of Negus was not present there. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made his salat a janaza. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, also together as Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Imam, made this salat a janaza. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed the Sahaba that Allah has informed me that Negus has died, and where the spot where generally the salat e janaza, the funeral prayer of the Muslims, was held in Madinatul Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to that spot. Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the salat e janaza, the funeral prayer of Negus, then we also saw the body of Negus lying in front of us. So this vision from Medina to Ethiopia, brought closer by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is Kash, revealing of the unseen at that particular juncture by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an exception and not the rule. In one famous battle, the battle of Mota, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he dispatched that army, then he made dua for them, and he also said who is going to be the Amir. He appointed Hazrat Zayd bin Harisa as the Amir, and he stated that if Zayd bin Harisa is martyred, then Ja'far bin Abi Talib, the brother of Hazrat Ali, he must become the Amir, the commander-in-chief of that battle. And if Ja'far bin Abi Talib is martyred, then Abdullah bin Rawah must take over. Then he said, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that when Abdullah, and if Abdullah bin Rawah is martyred, then by mutual consultation, you must appoint your commander. Whilst that battle was taking place, thousands of miles away, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting in Madinatul Munawwara, relating to the Sahaba the incidents of the battle, as if to say the battle was taking place in front of his eyes. That whole scenario of the battlefield was brought in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told the Sahaba that your brother Zayd bin Haris has been martyred. After some duration, he told them that your brother Ja'far bin Abi Talib, he has been martyred. And after a little duration, he told them that your brother Ja'far bin Abi Talib has been martyred, and Abdullah bin Rawah, who took over, he also has been martyred. Then he has Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that now a sword from amongst the swords of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken commandership, referring to Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At that stage of battle, the Muslims were surrounded from all sides. There was no question of victory. There was the question and probability of total annihilation and defeat of that Muslim army. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a skilled fighter. He maneuvered that army, the remaining army, and he took them out from that ambush to a place of safety. Here Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sitting in Madinatul Munawwara, he was able to see what was going on in the battlefield. This was Kashf, an exception to the rule. And this vision which was brought close to him was by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is an exception and not the rule. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went for Miraj and came back, then two types of people came about. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he accepted as soon as someone told him that your friend Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says he has gone from here to Baytul Muqaddas and from there to the seven heavens. Then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately said that if he says so, I accept. On the other side, Abu Jahl rejected and denied. And this is where the difference arises, that from the attitude of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we understand the deen of Islam is based upon naql, narration by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling us that this is deen and this is what is to be followed for salvation, and not on akal solely, on intelligence or rationality like what Abu Jahl wanted people to understand. So those who follow Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu will be successful, and those who adopt the attitude of Abu Jahl will be eventually disgraced and not successful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he informed the Meccans that he had been to Baytul Muqaddas and to the seven heavens, then to test him, they stated that, can you describe to us Baytul Muqaddas? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the entire structure of Baytul Muqaddas was brought in front of him. And he gave a graphic description and report as if to say he was looking at the Baytul Muqaddas. Generally, when we go or travel, or you go to any building, then you do not observe how many doors there are, and what was on the floor, or how many chandeliers there are, or how many lamps there are. Those you do not observe. The rejectors and deniers in Makkatul Mukarramah, in order to try to put Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a corner, they said that, describe to us Baytul Muqaddas. Obviously, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not take minute details when he went to Baytul Muqaddas, but by the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and by the permission of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Baytul Muqaddas was brought in front of him and he described everything to them. Yet most of them denied. But this opening the vision of Baytul Muqaddas in front of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is kashf. And that temporary, momentary knowledge of the unseen cannot be classified as the Nabi having the total, entire knowledge of the unseen. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Sahabi, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he was performing the Jummah Salah, and while performing the Jummah Salah and lecturing, making the khutbah to the congregation, he said, Ya Sariya al-Jabal. And Sariya was his commander-in-chief fighting a battle thousands of kilometers away. At that juncture, while Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was on the pulpit and while he was lecturing, then the vision and the whole scenario of that battlefront was brought in front of him. And he realized that his commander-in-chief, Sariya, was facing in the wrong direction. The enemy were going to ambush him from behind, and they were approaching from behind. So when he saw this, and the scene of that whole battle, and the scenario of that whole battle was brought in front of Hazrat Umar by the will and permission of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Hazrat Umar, the Amir al-Mu'mineen, gave the instruction that, O Sariya, the mountain, meaning that look at the mountain. And immediately Sariya turned, redirected and reorganized and mobilized his troop facing towards the mountain, and the enemy, who thought they had caught Sariya unguarded and unaware and were going to ambush him, were surprised that he had already changed his format of battle and was looking at them. Here again, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying this when he saw the battlefront, this is kashf. This is the vision of a momentary vision, providing momentary, temporary information of the unseen. When Hazrat Sariya came back to Madinatul Munawwara, then he had stated on report to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that we were in the battlefield and all of a sudden I heard someone saying that, O Sariya, the mountain. I realized I must look at the mountain and change the strategy and face my army towards the mountain. Here we also understand that the Sahabi did not know who said this, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala helps whomsoever he wants, how he wants. From this lesson we learn, from these various incidents, the incident of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam performing the Salat and Janazah of Negus, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informing the Sahaba in Madinatul Munawwara what was going on in the battle when Hazrat Zayd bin Harisa, Hazrat Jafir bin Abi Talib and Hazrat Abdullah ibn Rawah were martyred, And also Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst performing the solar eclipse salat, moving forward and backwards, all these are examples of kashf, and these examples do not prove that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or any Nabi or any Sahabi or any Wali, any friend of Allah or any companion of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has knowledge of the unseen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.